Today saw the consecration of the first ever Catholic church in the Gulf state of Qatar. Located on the outskirts of the capital Doha, the Church of Our Lady of the Rosary is Qatar's first purpose-built Christian church, although several other Christian denominations are also planning or have already started to build churches in the same compound. They include the Greek Orthodox Church, the Anglicans and the Copts. The Catholic Church will cater to the pastoral needs of the tens of thousands of Catholic migrants who come to Qatar for work. Most are Indians, Filipinos, Lebanese and Western nationals who up until now have not had a purpose-built church in Qatar in which to celebrate Mass. The building of the first Christian church in a Muslim state like Qatar sparked a heated debate between Muslims in the local media. One critic even branded the concept as repulsive, but supporters said building places of worship for other religions is a right guaranteed by Islam. Saturday's inauguration of the Catholic Church was presided over by Cardinal Ivan Dias, head of the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples, and by Bishop Paul Hinder, Apostolic Vicar of Arabia, whose diocese encompasses six nations in the Gulf region. Earlier, I spoke to Bishop Hinder and began by asking him to describe the significance of this church that has risen within the heart of the Gulf region.
I think, first of all, it's significant for our people in Qatar, because until now there was only a provisorium and most of the liturgies were in different places, in school halls or in a provisorium of the parish center we had already. So to get a church and other premises around, we will have finally a home for all the Catholics which are attending the celebrations as well as the formation and dedication work in faith. And I think it's very important for our people to have a place where they can go, where people can meet, and they know there I will find my brothers and sisters. And that is for the people in Qatar an extraordinary thing.
How much did the church cost, and is it true that the faithful helped to pay for it?
No, the cost approximately, because we have not yet reached the end, but the final cost will be around 75 million Qatari riyals. That makes around 20 million US dollars. The money is mainly from our own faithful in the whole vicariate. It's a work of the solidarity of all the faithful in the vicariate from the Sunday collections. Of course, we didn't make it in 1 year. That was since many years we planned this construction and had to spare the money for this building.
And roughly speaking, how many people do you anticipate are likely to come to Mass each Sunday?
Yeah, of course, it's difficult to know, because until now we were spread in different places and it was difficult to have exact figures. I think that finally, when we have this center and also transport is well organized, that for their weekend, I'm speaking about Friday, which is the main day, and then Sunday to Saturday, that we will have around probably 20,000 or even more people.
How would you describe in general the Catholic community in Qatar? Of course, it's not really an open church, at least up to now, but you are on record as saying it's a church that's full of vitality with a good turnout at Mass. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, I would say it's a very vital church in a general way, especially regarding the participation in the liturgy, in the whole devotional aspect of our life, also the mutual help among the faithful and so on. Of course, we have no other structures. We have no schools, we have no hospitals and so on, at least for the moment, not the case in Qatar. So the whole parish life is concentrated around the parish center now. But for that, the commitment of the people is extraordinary, and I think also their prayer and faith life is very deep.
Now, as you well know, the building of this first Catholic church in Qatar did spark a heated debate between some Muslims that was aired in the local press. I mean, one critic described it,
yes,
that the church as repulsive, although I gather supporters said that building places of worship for other religions is a right guaranteed by Islam. So were there a lot of difficulties for you because of this opposition? How did you react to it?
Well, Me personally, I didn't react at all because I was not directly questioned. I let the debate go on. By the way, when it was on its top, I was not in the country. I was in the other side of the vicariate. But I think it was inescapable that one debate would one day be, because a country which was closed in a similar way like Saudi Arabia until, let's say, 15 years ago, we shouldn't be surprised that there are reactions, because within the Muslim world itself, there are obviously different tendencies, and that some express their feelings, also their perplexity regarding this openness to the church, I can understand. Would have difficulties if it were a reaction with violence, but that it was questioned, I am not surprised. But on the whole, I didn't get the impression that the people of Qatar as a people would react in a negative way.
And is it because of these sensitivities that this Catholic church in Qatar doesn't have a cross on the outside of the building?
Yeah, that is obviously true, because normally it's part of the contract you have to sign. There is said that the architectural conditions and specifications and the terms of the building license have to be respected. Then undertaken not to place any religious signs on the church facade. Of course, in the interior of the church, everything we need for church, also statues, pictures and religious symbols and so on, that's not a difficulty. But that's a general rule here in different countries, that from outside, from the road, no explicit Christian sign should be seen.
I was speaking there to Bishop Paul Hinder, Apostolic Vicar of Arabia.